Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on the 3rd of April, the place to be is Space in Evanston as Big Thief's Buck Meek takes the stage.
Meets me down by the pool. Sweet Susie, summer's gone. I don't know, but the wind is warm. Paradise. Explain my cousin to her swan. Die in perfect form. I knew it'd kill me, but soon I didn't get hurt so bad. You flew the coop and left me talking to my hands. Elmo's few up on FM20, I bet my 84 could beat your 2 out of 10. Stud, horse, draw, let's flip a pin. Well, hunter, heads you lose, and tails I win. But I knew it'd kill me, but soon it hurt so bad. You flew the coop and left me talking to my head.
Buck Meek is a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter by way of Texas who's part of the indie rock band Big Thief. Big Thief has taken the indie world by storm with 2 albums in the past 2 years. Meek has embarked on a solo career. He's releasing his self-titled album coming up in May. We just heard Cannonball, the first single from the album. But first, he'll be at Space coming up on April 3rd. Buck Meek is with us tonight on The Download. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm interested in the difference between what you do with the solo work and what you do with Big Thief. What differentiates the music in your mind as you've been, you know, you're the founding member of Big Thief and, of course, doing the solo project?
Well, Big Thief is technically the songs of Adrienne Linker. She's the primary songwriter, and I'm more of a lead guitar player in that group. And I have been collaborating with Adrienne for the last 5 years. We started out, we met in New York City in 2013, and at that point we were playing our songs together. We were playing both of our songs together, backing each other up, and we spent a couple years on the road as a duo, mixing our material, and then around 2015, we split our projects, with Big Thief being her songwriting project, and Buck Meek being my own. And I continue to play guitar in Big Thief, and, you know, I still have a huge part in the creative process, arranging the material and all the creative decisions, but with this project, it's stemming from my own narratives.
Yeah, I love the way that they work together, complementary style of the sounds of what come from the outlaw ballads and your history from coming from Texas, and also the sound, the indie rock sounds that feel like they're born of Brooklyn, New York. Talk about that dichotomy. Talk about what it means to bring the roots of where you're from to the music that you're creating now.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Texas and was surrounded by a lot of the great outlaw songwriters like Red Wiley Hubbard and the Flatlanders, and grew up listening to Towns and all those folks, and was exposed to a lot of the Gut Bucket Blues, you know, Ice Houses out in the woods. I grew up in the Hill Country southwest of Austin, and there's so many great players out there. But I also got pretty deep into punk rock as a kid as well, and I moved up to the Northeast right out of high school, and just spent so much time in, you know, warehouse parties and basement shows, being exposed to, like, more experimental and raw rock and roll music. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I feel like, for me, the thread is a sense of mysticism. I see so much mysticism in the outlaw writers, and there's something about the visceral nature of more electrified music that, to me, combined with the more rooted narratives of archetypes and of people that you hear in country music, combined with this more cathartic release of electrified music, to me, just really completes the whole the whole picture.
It's awesome. That's really the takeaway of not just the work that you do with Buck Meek, but also Big Thief, in the way that you can feel those, especially your guitar work. And I want to ask about it, because there's so much about your guitar that you don't hear other places. And I think about some of the solos and the arrangement and even the, I don't know how the right word to say, but like the staccato rhythm of even some of the leads that you do on some of the songs. Plus the fact that when you get into some of your more tender stuff and the stuff that we hear on the Buck Meek record, you can slip right back into the slide guitar that we know so well from the South. So talk about that. Talk about how you've evolved as a guitar player. How have you evolved from what you learned when you were in high school, growing up and being attracted to that gut bucket blues to what you've found out in New York City, which obviously with the electric style you just talked about has changed that style of guitar?
Well, I'd say the thread is emotion. And one thing I left out is that I started out playing mostly blues, and then in my later high school years, I fell deep into the music of Django Reinhardt and New Orleans swing, ragtime, and those music. But it's similar to the blues. Obviously, it's rooted in the blues, but it's a little more, I feel like the emotions are more complex, but it's very emotional music, but they're a little more subtle, you know. There's more tonality that would express more complex emotions, and while still being primarily instrumental, I feel like there's more of a narrative feeling there in a complex way. And then moving to New York, I feel like my guitar playing evolved through, I suppose, just being exposed to players who just were completely unhinged, you know, like really spreading out with their tonalities and with volume and with just with sound in general to really tear down walls. And yeah, but for me, like, developing as a guitar player, I suppose, has been really informed by the song. Like with Big Thief, for instance, I really try to serve the song first, even if the part that best serves whatever the narrative is incredibly simple or minimal compared to even the melody. I put the most value on that.
On the album that's coming up, I'm intrigued on how you treat it. Does the guitar take the back seat to the songwriting? Does it take a back seat to you being front and center?
With my band, I was actually really excited to kind of hand off the job to probably my favorite guitar player on earth. His name is Adam Brisbane. He's in New York City as well. And so he's actually taken most of the leads on the album. And live, we share that a lot more than we do on the record. But Adam's just a complete banshee. And I've really looked up to him as a guitar player for the last 5-6 years in New York City. And so yeah, I was honored to have him join the band and kind of take that role so I could settle more into the storytelling aspect of it. And also to play acoustic guitar, it's given me a lot more freedom to play rhythm, which I connect to almost more in a way. I grew up playing rhythm guitar, like when I first started playing blues with some players around Texas as a kid. You know, I was always just, my job was just to sit back and play the rhythm. And when I started playing swing, that was my job, to just play that like straight four on the floor La Pompe rhythm. And yeah. There's something in that duty that gives me a lot of satisfaction, I suppose. And
singer, songwriter, guitar player Buck Meek is with us tonight. He plays guitar and he's one of the founding members of Big Thief, great indie rock band, and he is coming to Chicago at Space coming up on the 3rd of April with his solo project, Buck Meek. The project, it really has all to do with celebrating the outlaw ballad. And I didn't know much about it. I'm a Chicago kid. I don't have a lot of experience with the outlaw ballad. But when I think about your life and being someone who spent half of it or more than half of it in Texas, just immersed in that music, to moving to New York City, I think about some of the iconic New York bands, and they're doing outlaw ballads. They're just doing it in their way. I mean, I think of the Ramones and other places where they're doing the same kind of stuff. They're singing about their story and singing about the outlaws that may surround them in the big city. Do you see that correlation? Do you see the parallels between the old outlaw ballads of maybe the backwoods of Texas and the urban jungle that is New York City?
Sure, there's outlaws everywhere. Same reason there's hillbillies everywhere, too.
When you're able to sing songs of the outlaws in this kind of form with Buck Meek, do people in New York City, do they recognize those songs? Oh, yeah, that reminds me of my hometown.
I think it does. I mean, for me, the thread is just a sense of freedom, you know, even under difficult circumstances. Of course, I don't celebrate. I'm not celebrating criminals.
Right.
To me, it's more of like celebrating that sense of freedom that you can find in yourself, and which doesn't always line up with the rules necessarily, but, you know, there's something heroic there that I've always admired. Everyone can relate to that.
You and Adrian, you've both been prolific with Big Thief and also with your project, the Buck Meek project. How do you find the time? Because with touring, with the albums that are coming out, I mentioned at the top, Big Thief has two albums in the past 2 years. How do you find the balance to make sure that you're giving both of these projects what it needs?
Well, it's not easy. I mean, one way that I've found more time in the last 6 months to really finish my record and start touring is Big Thief has started playing some shows as a trio to provide space for me. And so they've done a couple tours in Europe this year, and I think one tour in the States as a trio. I've been in and out of Big Thief, which, yeah, it was giving me a little more time to work on my more of a balanced
I don't know if I'd like to see that, but
it's really cool, actually. It's given Adrienne's been really like filling out the sound with her guitar, and it's been exciting for me to come back because I can feel their strength as a trio, and when we're back to the four-piece, it feels that much stronger, I suppose.
Buck Meek's new self-titled album is coming out here in May, but first he's going to be at Space coming up on April 3rd in Evanston. Buck Meek, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us to download. We appreciate it.
Thank you. She was a shark smile.